Leicester away for the Reds this Monday night. It is your pre-match one-up with Ian Ryan for the Anfield Wrap. Adam Smith and Mo Stewart, Andy Heaton producer for this one as well. We will get Pete Selby to give us the Leicester insight a little bit later on in the show. But Adam, I'll come to you first. My question is twofold. Firstly, will Liverpool get to 71 points? And secondly, will that be enough to secure Champions League qualification?
Oh, yeah, just the easy questions to start with. My instinct is, yes, it will get to it. No, it won't be enough. That's my instinct. I just think that as poor as United have been of late, and as inconsistent as they've been all season, I just think that they the fixtures are too nice for them. Basically, even Chelsea, it's not Chelsea. It's not the Chelsea that we've faced twice this season, you know, and got nothing out of, or you know, got 2 points out of, but nothing in the same way. It's Lampard's Chelsea that is legitimately an abysmal football team that if he'd been in all season would arguably be amongst the conversation for relegation. So I think their fixtures are just a little bit too nice for them. Even the tough games are at home. So I just don't think they're going to drop enough. And I think it's the same with Newcastle. We need them to do too much. So I do think we'll win our remaining games. I didn't think we'd have done that when I did the overview with Rob a few weeks ago, who couldn't remember I was on the show and referred to me as one of those bums. When I did that, I did
kind of right.
I didn't argue. I did think that we would drop points in one of the games that we've had up to now. Now that we've got here, I do think we'll probably win our remaining three, but I don't think any of them are going to be particularly fun.
Mo, it's not been great for large parts of the season, but do you think there'll be, if it plays out as Adam suggested there, that they get to 71 points and they still fall short, can we feel a little bit sorry for ourselves? Because usually 71 is enough. I think Spurs get to 71 last season. That secures top four. Two previous years before that, I think it's Chelsea who find themselves in fourth. 67, sorry, and 66 points year before that. It's 71 again. Can we feel a little bit hard done to if we get to 71 and we don't manage to get over the line?
Yes and no. Looking at those numbers, you'll say in terms of consistency over a season, we have achieved what should normally be the minimum requirement to get into Champions League. But then I go back and I look and I remember some of those games and how we played in those games and how many times we got exactly what we deserve in those games. It's hard to feel hard done by because we are where we are because of us. Like the table doesn't lie after 38 games. It's a cliche, but it's true. And it really doesn't lie that much after 35 either. Mm-hmm. So you can look at it and say, yes, it's a shame that we weren't bailed out. But it would have been a bailout.
Yeah.
What I do think is that this is the second time we've had a poor season and ended it strongly. And last time we used that momentum into the next season. I think that's something that we can cling to. If we do finish with 9 out of 9, I think that's going to be the biggest thing we look forward to or we take from this season is that, yes, there were lots of struggles. Yes, there are things that were hard this season that will hopefully be easier next season. But we found ourselves. We weren't completely rudderless. We didn't get to the summer, but we still had large question marks over large swathes of the squad. We're not in that situation now.